I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. Years ago, when I was still flying for a living, I remember seeing a cool little yellow sticker slapped on the side of another pilot's jet bag. If it ain't Boeing, we ain't going. The slogan was a nod of professional respect for the Seattle aircraft builder that brought America into the jet age with great airliners like the Boeing 707 or the three-engine 727. And who could forget the world's first double-deck four-engine jumbo, the 747? Boeing built nearly 1,500 of those. Boeings were known for their ability to take a beating and bring everybody home in one piece. Pilots who flew Boeing's B-17s during the big war knew that, as did the B-52 drivers when that airplane started flying 70 years ago. Then there's Boeing's 737, with slightly more than 10,000 airframes built, an impressive number by any measure. Within the variants, of course, there's the now infamous 737 MAX, an airplane Boeing originally created to give the Airbus A320neo a run for its money. While it looked like that might happen a few years ago, the grounding of the MAX last March pushed the idea of a profit on that airplane pretty much out of sight to the folks at Boeing's HQ. The problems for Boeing, of course, began in 2018 when the crew of a Lion Air 737 MAX lost control of the airplane and crashed shortly after takeoff. It was only after 189 people died on that flight that Boeing admitted it had created the airplane using a software update called the MCAS, a system designed to make the pilots believe the MAX handled like earlier 737s, even though design-wise that wasn't really the case. What really shocked pilots after the first accident, though, was the realization that Boeing never mentioned the existence of the MCAS to anyone, not in the POH, or not even in training. That's because Boeing was that sure the MCAS's flawed software would never kick in. Those odds dropped precipitously, though, after the crash of a second 737 MAX in March of 2019. The entire MAX fleet was grounded shortly thereafter, with the U.S. being one of the last to take action. Each week, the news about what Boeing is doing, or what it should be doing, or what Boeing engineers and management knew and when, seems to reveal something new. And let's not forget that the FAA played a significant role in this mess, too, for its lackadaisical oversight of the MAX certification. Boeing first thought the MAX would be back flying soon, but as more and more uncomfortable and unbelievable facts have emerged about the design and the execution of the MAX, the date for the next flight just seems to have drifted further and further into the future. The company's been hit by hundreds of millions of dollars worth of lawsuits from the families of accident victims, and the Southwest Airline Pilots Association just sued Boeing for back wages due them for the 30,000 flights that have been canceled now that the airline's 34 737 MAXs have been sitting on the ground for 7 months. SWAPA's lawsuit claims Boeing, quote, abandoned sound design and engineering practices, withheld safety-critical information from regulators, and deliberately misled its customers, pilots, and the public about the true scope of design changes to the 737 MAX. Ouch. Then there's the Boeing whistleblower case from a company engineer who told Boeing the MCAS would never work. The stories go on, and they just don't seem to get any better. Trying to get the MAX flying again has become a huge distraction for normal business at Boeing. The company's already lost orders on the MAX as well as for some 787s. The company's progress on the 777X project has also slowed considerably. In case these weren't enough to keep Boeing busy, the company recently reported finding cracks in the pickle forks on dozens of 737 NGs built in China. The pickle fork attaches the wing to the fuselage, by the way. And because the FAA played a role in the MAX dilemma for its poor oversight of the airplane's certification, EASA in Europe and a number of other regulators want Boeing to perform tests especially for them before they'll recertify the airplane because, quite honestly, they've lost confidence in the FAA's assessment of the problem. Now, if I was still teaching at Northwestern, the Boeing MAX story would easily become a quarter-long case study into what happens when people within an organization refuse to talk or listen to each other. That case study would also look at what happens when the people who sell things take over from the people who design and build things in a bureaucracy. Like when insiders saw this coming at Boeing long before the MAX ever flew. But that's how bureaucracies operate. Looking ahead, no one's even asking whether airline passengers will ever believe the MAX is again safe to fly, no matter what Boeing and the FAA say. I remember when plenty of people refused to climb aboard a DC-10 decades ago when that airplane was released from its grounding following a number of fatal accidents. Just think for a minute. In less than a year, Boeing, one of America's largest single exporters, trashed a reputation that took more than 100 years to create. Now, I have no doubt the 737 MAX will rise from the ashes next year because Boeing and its lobbyists have way too much power to keep it on the ground forever. Technical issues or not. Of course, Boeing's Dennis Muilenburg lost his chairman seat last week in this mess, but the damage has already been done. One of the next stories to watch for is going to be precisely how Boeing and the FAA roll out their plan to convince pilots, flight attendants, and maintenance technicians the MAX is now safe to fly again. A plan that, of course, won't include any simulator time for pilots to get a close-up look at the MCAS before their next flight. But I think the really big story is going to be how Boeing and the FAA convince paying passengers and regulators around the world that there's nothing to worry about when they climb aboard a MAX. Maybe Boeing is going to change the airplane's name. But if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, well, you've heard that one. Or maybe it's going to be a slick TV commercial. Maybe something that sounds like, "We're Boeing. And every time you climb aboard a 737 MAX, you can absolutely, positively trust our product because we're pretty darn sure we got it right this time." Of course, I'm thinking about those stickers I'm going to see one of these days that pilots will slap on their carry-ons. "If it ain't Boeing, we ain't going." Probably. For JetWine.com, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago. We'll see you next time.